Hello, it's Louise Penny, and here is the pronunciation guide for the fifth in the Armand Gamache series. The book is called The Brutal Telling, and once again, what I'd like to do is just go quickly through the main characters' names. There's Chief Inspector Armand Gamache. He works with the Sûreté du Québec. He's married to Reine-Marie Gamache. His second-in-command is Inspector Jean-Guy Beauvoir, and they have Isabelle Lacoste, who is an agent on the team. Some of the other names that I use in The Brutal Telling are Agent Paul Morin. There's Denis Fortin. He's the gallery owner. The new owners of the Inn and Spa, which is sometimes called the Auberge et Spa in the books, are Dominique Gilbert, her husband Marc Gilbert, his mother Carole Gilbert, and the asshole saint, his father, Vincent Gilbert, or Vincent Gilbert. And actually what I wanted to do specifically, mostly with Vincent Gilbert, is make it a name that would work in both French and English, so it wouldn't be too confusing. But Armand Gamache would, without doubt, be pronouncing it Vincent Gilbert as he's interviewing them. Gamache is a dog's name, is Henri. His son's name is Daniel, his daughter's name is Annie, and his son-in-law's name is David. And I think that's there are two main characters as well who show up in Three Pines who are francophone, and there's Olivier Brûlé and Gabri Dubot. Now, in terms of phrases or French words, Reine-Marie Gamache works at the library, the main library for the entire province of Quebec. It's based in Montreal, and it's called the Bibliothèque Nationale. There is a bakery in Three Pines, and that's called the Boulangerie. Myrna's shop is called Myrna's Livres Neuf et Usagés, and that is Myrna's books, new and used. Often when characters are surprised, they'll say mon Dieu or bon Dieu, which means my God or good God. When they agree with each other, or perhaps Jean-Guy has taken an order from Armand Gamache, he will say d'accord, merci, which means I understand or I agree, thank you. And de rien is another phrase that someone would use, and that means think nothing of it, de rien. Désolé, if they've done something wrong and they want to apologize, they will often say désolé. There is a place that Clara is hoping will get involved with her art, and it is a wonderful place in Montreal, and it's called the Musée des Beaux-Arts, which is the Fine Arts Museum in Montreal. And at the very end, which is something I'm hoping you are saying after listening to these 3,000 French words that I have said, but at the very end, when someone is given an explanation, the thing you really want to hear is je comprends, which is I understand. And I hope finally now you understand. And thank you for your patience.